Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Ah! 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 Animals instinctively know what they're doing. You and I sometimes don't. Animals do. It's called instinct. That's right. Hi, folks. Martin Zender here on a Thursday. Glad to have you with me. Parakeets don't try to swim. There's a reason for that. It's not in them to do it. Elephants don't try to fly. If you ever see an elephant trying to fly, then someone has drugged its hay. Or it's in a Disney movie. No, they don't do it because they are obeying an inner law planted in them by God, and they do not transgress that law. Female praying mantises, you know this? I looked this up in the encyclopedia. Female praying mantises, when hungry, will eat their males alive. And they don't sin! Now, if you human women ate your males alive, that would be a sin. It would be against your nature. It's not wired in you to do that. But it is wired into the female praying mantis. Why is it wired? I don't know. You're asking the wrong person, okay? You can ask that to God.
First thing I'm going to ask God when I get to heaven is why female praying mantises eat their mates alive.
Yeah, well, you go ahead and ask him that. If a female praying mantis is hungry and doesn't eat her mate, then something is desperately wrong. In this case, it's a grave irregularity. Why didn't that female praying mantis eat her mate? Now, the only way animals do not act in accord with their instinct is if, again, like humans, they're affected from without. And humans have come under sin and death, and so sometimes the human influence could cause an animal to go nuts. You know, possibly someone knocked Mrs. Mantis in the head or something with a stick and caused her to act unnaturally.
Ow!
What happened?
I got hit in the head with a stick.
Was it a walking stick?
That's not funny. That is not funny.
I'm sorry, just a little insect joke there.
I wanted to eat my husband, but I didn't.
Why didn't you?
I told you, I got hit in the head with a stick.
Okay, so you wanted to eat your husband, right?
Well, yeah.
That's the point I want to make. It's a natural thing for you to want to eat your husband.
Ain't it, though?
Where's your husband now?
He took a train to Chicago.
Isn't that against his nature?
Yes, but he got run over by a Ford Explorer.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it only proves my point that the animal kingdom is affected by the rebellion of mankind. But left to itself, it's unerring. Lions, for instance, they only eat when they're hungry. You see those film clips of lions chasing these wildebeests and zebras. It's like, oh, God, do I have to watch this? They tear them up in there, tear them limb from limb. But they're not. The lions aren't mean, and they're not doing sin. They're not sinning at all. It's their nature. They're hungry, and they kill. I've also seen film of wildebeests and zebras circling within the vicinity of lions because they're not hungry. When the lion's not hungry, wildebeest can come up and lick it on the forehead, and it's not going to attack and eat it because the lion is obeying its nature. Back to people now. People struggle. I'm closing. People struggle. They're devout people that I feel for, that want to live decent lives, yet they're out there trying to kill their instincts because they think that their instincts are sinful and satanic, and I blame the clergy for this, the uninformed clergy. They're human beings, and so they're taken to the point of necessity when a human need, a natural human need, is pressing on them so much, and they eventually yield to it because they're humans. And when they yield to a pressing need, a pressing natural need, it's an instinct. They're obeying their instinct. Then they feel guilty about it. Then they think they need a religion to straighten them up, so they go to church because they're bad. And the word religion comes from the Latin root leg, which is to tie, to bind. And that is exactly what religion succeeds in doing. Tying people, binding them, making them unnatural, unhappy, and eventually unspiritual. By trying to become spiritual, these people do unnatural things because they think the natural man's not receiving the things of God, and they become unspiritual. They end up developing an artificial spirituality. It's a plastic spirituality. And the joyful person who is truly spiritual, whose spirituality comes as a natural part of his living, a person whose spirituality is not separate from his life. I have my natural life, which is sinful, and my religious life. This is how a lot of people live. That's the Catholic mindset that I grew up with, that there's the spiritual side of you, so-called, that goes to church, and then when you leave church, you can be your natural self. But we've come to find in Christ that a spirituality flows from within us that is natural. It's in conjunction with our lives. And as we're in contact with the Word of God, we learn to discern between the soul and the spirit. That's the kind of joy I want you to have. Let's get rid of this idea that spirituality consists of thwarting our natural inclinations. Let us eat and drink and even be happy. Jesus drank. He drank wine. He just didn't get drunk. He laughed. He had a good time. All to the glory of God. Tomorrow is Frothy Friday. So get your seat belts out and get ready for that. I'm Martin Zender.